So let's continue our conversation.
Now listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
So let's continue our conversation about the cuckoo bird. Now, one interesting thing about this particular species is that it practices egg mimicry. You see, cuckoo birds lay camouflaged eggs, much smaller than a bird their size should make, in other birds' nests. Their mimic eggs look identical to the other eggs, so the mother bird does not notice that the cuckoo egg is not theirs. Now, there are two benefits to the practice of egg mimicry. For one, the young cuckoo birds are provided a home and food by their adoptive parent, and also the other baby birds in the nest are offered some protection. For the cuckoo bird, egg mimicry is an easy way to have their young raised by a host bird. When the eggs hatch, the baby cuckoo bird shares in the shelter of the nest and the food brought by its newly adoptive parent. These birds also grow much larger in a shorter amount of time, so it's easier for them to compete with the other birds. If there's not enough food or room for all the baby birds to share, well, the cuckoo baby has been known to push the other birds out of the nest and consume all the food. But believe it or not, there is also a benefit for the other baby chicks sharing the nest with the cuckoo bird. Once the cuckoo baby bird hatches, it provides the nest with protection. When the mother bird leaves the nest and a hungry predator comes to take advantage of her absence, the baby cuckoo releases a smelly odor that drives the predator away. If the other baby birds are allowed to remain in the nest with the cuckoo, then they are, in this way, also protected from these dangers.